You should make tawbah that, oh Allah, give me the ability, the tawfiq to acquire sustenance through the haram channel. I make tawbah that I will give this up once, oh Allah, you give me the ability to acquire my sustenance through the halal channel. Take a loan from a brother. Take a loan from a brother whose sustenance is halal. If your expenses in the month of Ramadan is $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, take it from a brother. Buy all your groceries, all your food with that money. That is the best that we can do. So whatever is going into the stomach, whatever we are consuming, whatever we are wearing, whatever we are providing for our family is halal. Because halal has a very important role to play in the acceptance of a'mal, in the acceptance of dua. So if we are in a transaction that is haram, and you all know what I'm talking about, we should approach a brother and say, please give me a loan. 3,000, 4,000, whatever it costs, whatever you need, spend from that in the month of Ramadan. Because if haram is in our system, haram is surrounding us, wealth is haram, dua will not be accepted. It is the promise. It is the saying. It is the information that is final, mazboot, atal of the Prophet of Allah. There are a few times that are very, very special in the month of Ramadan. And I would like to elaborate upon them. As I have said before, that the nights are very, very blessed and the days are very, very blessed. So much so that it has been said that when the person fasts for the first day of the month of Ramadan, Allah Rabbul Izzat deputes 70,000 angels for each person that make istighfar for this person throughout the day. And at the time of Sari, when we say, wa bisawmi ghadin nawaitu, oh Allah, I make the intention to fast tomorrow. And then we pull away from the sufra, from the ma'idah, from the dastarkhan, from the food mat. When we pull away, immediately angels are deputed and all our minor sins are pardoned. It's a very blessed month. All our minor sins in the past are pardoned. As we know that the principal law regarding major sins is that we have to make tawbah. But it does not mean that they will not be pardoned. We have to make tawbah, and we spoke about this in detail many a times. So let's take those necessary steps. But the time that is very, very important, the first time, is the time of iftari. Now we can divide the Muslim ummah by observation. This is observation. I may be wrong. But we can divide the Muslim ummah into two groups. One is the group that is preparing the iftari. And the second group is that group that is waiting to see what is coming on the sufra. So one group is sitting there looking at the samosas, the pakoras, the sweets, the halwa. And one group is preparing. But we have to put ourselves in the third group. Not the first and the second. Of course our women will have to prepare. But the ulama have said that they should prepare well before the time of iftari. They should finish their preparation of food 10-15 minutes before iftari. The food should be sitting on the table or on the sufra, and the inhabitants of the house, the people of the house, should be sitting making a lengthy dua. Because the Prophet of Allah said every day in the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftari, 100,000 people are granted emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. 100,000 people are granted emancipation, freedom from the fire of Jahannam at the time of iftari. Ask Allah Rabbul Izzat, oh Allah, so many are being pardoned, make me one of them. Whatever is in our kismet, in our destiny, we are going to eat. By looking at the food and targeting the food, nothing's going to happen. So the lady should be sitting there, the wife, the daughters, the sisters, the mothers, brothers, father, husband, all should be sitting making a dua. Very, very important. And then the Prophet of Allah further has said on the last iftari, may it be the 29th day, may it be the 30th day, the number of people that have been freed at the time of iftari, the total number of people will be granted emancipation from the fire of Jahannam on that one day. This is the karam and the rahm of Allah. Similarly, there is a very important time at the night, known as the sehri. It's very important that we do wake up for sahri. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ Allah Rabbul Izzat and the angels send mercy, rahmah. The angels will make istighfar. Allah will send rahmah, mercy upon those people that partake in the early breakfast, known as sahri. So for example, if the closing time is 4:30, for example, if it is closing time is 4:30 a.m., we should make our dua, we should pray out the hajjat, and finish everything by 4:15. So we wake up about 3:30, make our wudu, if we need a bath, take our bath, and engage in ibadat for a solid half an hour, very important time. And when it's 4:15, we have made our dua, now we can sit on the sufra, the entire family, the same pattern should be carried from iftari to sahri, and then we can eat and complete our early breakfast before 4:30. The Prophet of Allah has said that 600,000 people are granted emancipation at the time of sahri. At the time of sahri. And the total number of people that have been granted emancipation in the entire month will be granted emancipation on the last sahri. Very, very important time. So the nights and the days are very, very special. We do not waste them. It is a month of dua where we present our needs in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There are some certain salahs that we should practice and we should perform in the month of Ramadan. Keep in mind, those people that have missed out on the fara'is in the past, they should not engage in these nawafil. They should make up for their fara'is. The qada is most important for them. But those that have prayed their fara'is their entire life and they have nothing to make up for, they should not miss on the ishraq. They should not miss on the salatul duha. They should not miss the Salatul Awwabin. They should not miss on the Salatul Tahajjud. And every single nafal prayer has a merit, a distinct merit, a very important feature. Ishraq, for example, the Prophet of Allah said, a person that prays 2 rakat of Ishraq, he gets the reward of 1 hajj and 1 umrah. If he prays 4 rakats of Ishraq in 2 twos, his body will be granted emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Now you multiply Ishraq in the month of Ramadan by 70, so you get 70 Hajj and 70 Umrah in the month of Ramadan for praying Ishraq. The Prophet of Allah has prayed 12 rakats of Salatul Duha, and on each unit the Prophet has mentioned a different merit, a different reward. Resort to the books, open the books and find out. Salatul Awwabin after Maghrib, the 6 units, the hadith is in Tirmizi, is equivalent to 12 years of accepted worship. And then you multiply it by 70 in the month of Ramadan. That only takes about 5 or 6 minutes. Salatul Tahajjud is a time. The Prophet of Allah said, after the compulsory prayers, the most important prayer in the day or in the night is Salat Jawful Layl, the Salat that comes in the middle of the night, and that is Salatul Tahajjud. It is a time when we can communicate with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inshallah, we will continue speaking about the different practices that we should engage in the month of Ramadan. Do not forget your humble brother. Make dua for him in the month of Ramadan. We make dua for you. Make dua for the entire ummah. That Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us a Ramadan, a maqbool Ramadan. And our Allah Rabbul Izzat give us the ability to avail from every special moment. May it be in the day. May it be in the night. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك